informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ava,
Ashel,
and Dan
with your 8am Zedlands.
In local news, developers are eyeing off land around a chicken farm in Mount Cotton for rapid housing growth. This land is possibly deemed a priority development area, transforming from farmland to urban sprawl. Stephen Williams from Wingate Properties, best known for his roles in West Village in Inner Brisbane and Riverlink Shopping Centre in Ipswich, is leading the project. The Director of Local Housing Developer Fittini, Adam Sauter, is involved as a representative of the landowners. They have met with Redland City Council officers to discuss potential residential and industrial development around the Golden Cockerel Chicken Farm in Mount Cotton.
A University of Queensland report commissioned by the Queensland Council of Social Services revealed that close to a quarter of Queensland children are not meeting developmental milestones. According to Professor Karen Healy, member of the Order of Australia, only 76% of children aged 5 are being assessed in normal development range, stating that we know that the risk is not spread evenly. The majority of Queensland's low-income families were in extreme housing stress, which means that they are spending more than 30% of their income on housing. Children in regional, rural and remote areas, as well as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, were disproportionately represented, with the report finding that more than 10,000 families with kids on the social housing waitlist for Queensland, as well as the number of kids in residential care, has risen 85% in 5 years.
In national news, a petrol station in Sydney is one of the first to instill a limit of the amount of fuel individuals are able to buy. A Shell petrol station in the Northern Beaches in Sydney has now put up signage stating that customers can only purchase 50 litres of fuel per vehicle, and that the filling of fuel cans and other forms of fuel tanks or external carriers are not permitted at the time. These restrictions have been put into play following the current Australian fuel crisis amid the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. There have currently been no further updates as to the restrictions when the restrictions will start to ease. However, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has spoken about continuing to ration fuel in the country and will convene with a second national cabinet over the crisis.
In other national news, Qantas is set to increase the capacity of flights between Australia and Europe. These changes are set to roll out mid-April, with services dubbed the Kangaroo Route taking off from Perth to Rome and Sydney to Paris via Singapore. Airlines are set to cut or reroute services to avoid major Gulf airports including Dubai, Doha and Abu Dhabi amid arising Iran and American conflicts. Qantas has stated that changes will be made accordingly provided any fuel supply issues or flight demands and will adjust schedules.
And in international news, an oil spill has occurred in the Gulf of Mexico due to both natural causes and a petroleum tanker that authorities are unable to identify. Head of Mexican Navy, Raimundo Morales, said that the satellite images showed an oil slick off the coast and noted that any of the 13 tankers could be responsible. Although the government has said that the damage thus far is not severe, Mexican coastlines have been strained and damage to marine life has been recorded. We need to assess what is happening, whether the natural seepage has increased or if there is structural failure on one of the platforms, Morales said. So far, the greatest source responsible for the incident is due to a submarine off of the seabed. All other sources have been contained.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 31, and the wind is currently at 33 kilometres per hour, and there is a 58% humidity.
That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.